Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on February 11th, 2014 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 11 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, What Are You Waiting For? This week's story comes to us from Luke Morgan Allgaier and is titled Love Under Fire. Thank you for listening.
So I haven't been around long enough, and I haven't been in love enough to know exactly what it is that love is. I don't really know what to look for or what to feel for. I have no idea what this idea is. It feels as if I'm a cartographer kind of creating a map of an area that I myself am creating. It's a really weird concept to discover love. Furthermore, as a gay man in his 20s, I kind of have a weird relationship with love. I'm told on all sides that love, for me, it just doesn't really exist. Pop culture tells me that I shouldn't believe in love. I should be having hookups and one-night stands. I should be meeting people one night and then forgetting them the next morning. The government tells me that my kind of love doesn't exist. In Montana, that's true. I'm not allowed to get married currently. Exactly. So, how am I supposed to figure out what love is if I'm being told on all sides that I can't love? I was thinking about it, and I've actually told people more in my life that I don't love them than I have that I do love them. In fact, I can think of 3 specific instances where I've told my boyfriend that I don't love him. The first was 2 weeks after I met him. We had gone to Idaho. We were in a hot spring. We hiked in the morning, and then we constructed our camp in the afternoon. After we had built our tent and decided where we wanted to have our fire and where we wanted to keep our food, we decided to collect firewood so that we could create a fire that evening. All we could find were very large pieces of wood, and wood that wasn't quite dead yet. It wasn't anything good for starting a fire. You could create a fire, you could have a fire really well after you had created it, but we couldn't find that kindling. And so we tried to make a fire, and it just wasn't working. We tried to light it with old receipts that I found in my wallet. We tried to use newspaper that was somehow in our backpacks. We just tried to build this fire, but it wasn't working. And so my boyfriend went out on a hunt to find something, anything, to start this fire. He ended up finding these really small pieces of dead grass or something. I'm not even sure what it was. But when we lit it, it went up in flames. And we had a fire, and we boiled water, and we made dinner, and it was great. That night, we were sitting in the hot spring, surrounded by the glow of the candles that were in this grotto, and they were reflecting through the mist and creating this 1980s kind of music video atmosphere. And we had that kind of lightheadedness that comes from drinking cans of PBR and taking swigs of wild turkey in a hot spring. And I looked at him, and I said to him, I don't love you, but I can see it happening. He looked back at me and he said, I was really worried there for a minute that you were going to say you loved me, but I agree. So that was the first time. The second time was 2 months after I met him. It was after I had surprised him with a weekend trip to the Oregon coast. You see, I'm from Florida, and so the beach is a part of my soul. It's something that I can't be away from for too long, and there's not a lot of beaches here. So I decided to go to the Oregon coast and to bring him with me without telling him. And so we stayed in a yurt, listening to the sounds of the ocean feet away from us as we fell asleep. We battled the elements as we hiked through the rain. We tried to build a fire, with soggy wood on a windy day. And it just didn't work. The wind kept blowing it out, the wood wouldn't catch, and so after a while we just said to each other, let's go to bed. The third time I told him that I didn't love him, I'm not sure I actually meant it. It was Christmas, the day after. We had gone to visit his family, because mine is too far away, back east. We spent the day building Legos with his nephew. I met his brothers, and I met his sister-in-law. I met his friends from high school and his cousins. That night we walked on Lake Pendere on the ice, which is something completely against my nature. We don't have frozen water in the South, unless it's tinkling in a glass of sweet tea. So to walk on frozen water is not something I'm accustomed to doing. But I did it. That night we were in a bar and we were drinking and it was very loud. There was a live band playing. And he looked at me. We were talking about his family. He looked at me and he said, they love you. And I thought he said, I love you. I said back, I love you. And then this bewilderment just went across his face. And I was like, oh, that wasn't the right thing to say. I don't love you, I think. So we left the bar. And internally, I'm having this kind of panic attack thing as we walk back to his brother's house. And we get to the house, and we're in the backyard, and I just break down. And I say to him, I don't love you, I think. I don't know what love is. I don't know what I feel. I feel something very deep and very intense. And it might be love, I don't know. And he assures me that it's okay. It's okay. One day we might reach that step. So those were the three times. And on that last night that I had to tell him I don't love him, I also had to reassure him that there were two people in his life that did, in fact, love him. His own parents. Because when I went to visit his family over Christmas, they refused to meet me. I wasn't welcome in their house. When they told him that they didn't want to meet me or even see me, it felt as if they were yelling in our face, we don't love you! But I had to tell him, that's not what they're saying. What they're saying is they do love you. It's just a love that's tangled up and confused. It's meshed with this archaic idea of love that doesn't have room for two men that love each other. It doesn't have space for one man to love another man. At least, not yet. Fires grow and fires cool. But as long as there is the tiniest ember, and as long as there is enough fuel, it can once again become a raging blaze. This is Montana. We have plenty of fuel. It's not the matter of keeping it alive that we have to worry about. It's getting the spark lit in the first place. I know for a fact, because I've been told, that if I was to meet his parents, they would love me. Just as his brothers and his nephew and his sister-in-law and his friends from high school and his cousins, just as they love me, I know that his parents would also. It's just a matter of getting that spark lit. But you can't light a fire with soggy wood. You have to let it dry. And so as time goes by, the I don't love yous grow softer and quieter until one day you can't hear them at all because no one is saying them. And until then, on that day, we can all finally look at each other without fear and say to one another, I love you. Thank you.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. RockandRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks. MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcast, and especially to the storytellers Jeff Peepos, Gabby Grant, Joe Stone, Pat Williams, Jack Rowan, Chris Latray, Acton Douglas, Georges DiGiorgio, Ray Richaud, Luke Morgan Algayer, and Joshua Slott. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for August 19th at the Top Hat. The theme, Busted. We'll see you then.